Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. New research from Columbia University estimates nearly 120 million people in the U.S. have already been infected with the coronavirus. That amounts to more than a third of the population. The share is even greater in some states. NPR's Nurit Eisenman has more.
The researchers, led by Jeffrey Shaman at Columbia University, came up with these estimates by building a mathematical model of the pandemic's spread. It's not public, but they've shared it with NPR. Their finding? In North Dakota and Illinois, around half of people have likely now had an infection. Shaman says that's enough to suggest these states could be approaching some degree of herd immunity. But in states such as Oregon, Maine, and Vermont, less than 16% have contracted the virus. In Hawaii, it's just 3%. And in most states, about a third have been infected, not remotely enough to prevent further spread. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
With new monthly jobs numbers continuing to show only modest improvement heading into the new year, President Biden and his economic team continue to push the message more needs to be done. Administration officials in interviews and TV appearances saying the current pace of recovery, the U.S. would not return to full employment for a decade. And Biden said lawmakers need to act now on his proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure. Biden, who's pushing for more fiscal stimulus, saying real-life people are hurting, but he noted the problem can be fixed. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says statewide mask mandates can result in lower growth rates for in terms of COVID-19 hospitalizations. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead reports the agency says the more people who wear masks constantly and correctly, the higher the prevention benefit.
CDC researchers looked at how fast hospitalizations rose at 10 different sites in states that issued mask mandates from March 1st through October 17th of last year. They found weekly hospitalization growth rates declined by 5.5 percentage points after 3 weeks for adults aged 18 to 64. That's compared to the 4 weeks prior to the mandate being implemented. Researchers say mask wearing is especially important to stop asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 and, as part of a multi-layered approach, can slow the spread of the coronavirus and reduce strain on healthcare systems. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
After being stripped of her committee appointments over remarks she made before being elected, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is lashing out at Democrats. Greene in a post on Twitter calling those who voted her out morons and saying not being on committees will actually give her more time to talk to people. Last night, House Democrats joined by 11 Republicans voting to kick Greene off two committees because of her past remarks concerning debunked conspiracy theories and support for threats of violence against Democrats. On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note. The Dow closed up 92 points. The Nasdaq rose 78 points today. This is NPR. Saudi Arabia has released on bail two jailed activists who hold dual U.S. citizenship. They were detained on terrorism-related charges. NPR's Jackie Northam explains a third dual citizen has had his sentence reduced.
The conditional release of two Saudi U.S. nationals and the reduced sentence of a third comes as the Biden administration increases pressure on Saudi Arabia over its human rights record. The three men were jailed for disobedience against the kingdom's rulers, among other charges. During his campaign, President Biden pledged to get tough on Saudi Arabia. The administration says it welcomes the decision about the three men and will continue to advocate for a quick resolution to their cases. It also repeated its call to release political prisoners, including women's rights activists, from Saudi jails. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The U.S. Coast Guard and several other agencies successfully rescued a total of 66 people stranded on ice floes in a bay in northeastern Wisconsin yesterday. Ice boats and helicopters were used to bring the people who were ice fishing safely to shore. The Coast Guard says three separate floes broke away after cracks developed between the shore and groups of people. They say the situation was exacerbated by winds associated with an approaching winter storm that pushed the floes further from shore. It took 4 hours to complete the rescue. No one was hurt. Two helicopters from Traverse City, Michigan, assisted in the rescue effort, along with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil buoyed by expectations major producers will hold the line on production. Oil was up 62 cents a barrel to $56.85 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR.